was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Mike and the Molotovs, thank you very much. It is officially underway. And just like yesterday, we are starting the show right now, officially. I like the start at 6:45 thing, even though we did the 5:40. This is better.
When we get the AI finally designed for the first hour.
Give us that first hour pretend. I like it. So I got an email coming up here in a little bit from somebody. They're confessing something. I think, what do we have? Wonderful World? Let me see if I've got... Get that stuff ready in a second, because it's another holy moly confessional, the KUPD listener confessional. This one, remember the lady walked in on her husband banging her brother?
How can we forget?
Worse.
The other way around?
I'm going to say it's worse. No
way.
You can't guess this one. And I don't know. Look, we'll see. We'll see how the world reacts in just a little bit, but this is... There's a few things I feel like saying already because I know the punchlines already. But man, oh man, you're going to be taken aback.
Are they asking for help, advice?
Kinda. I think they're just getting it off their chest.
It's just a confession.
I think they're trapped in a thing, and we'll have advice whether they ask for it or not, because that's what decent friends do. Let me tell you need to hear this. In the meantime, we can start thinking about $5,000 going in your pocket. I thought for some reason we were doing this for 2 weeks. This is just this week. Doug Hopkins money, the $5,000 Doug Hopkins giveaway, it's just till Friday. That's it. And I thought for some reason last year at U-Fest, I thought we had like 10 people. We only had the 6. We get 5 during the week, 1 each day, and then 1 online if you're listening on the app. Somebody's going to get drawn from the app if they enter to win this thing on the app and then accumulate listening hours. And then it just goes in and says, hey, congratulations, Alvina, because that's probably who's going to get it. She's on there a lot. And then you get the app, boom, lift, good. They're on stage. Maybe they get Doug Hopkins to give them a big fat check. But your chance will come up at 8 o'clock this morning for your chance to win $5,000 at U-Fest. You're going to get U-Fest tickets, too, if you qualify, just for playing the Doug Hopkins Price is Right game. We'll give you the clues and the hints and whatever you want to call it, the receipt, at 8 o'clock this a.m. I was on Nextdoor app, which I'm not allowed to comment on, although I think it's been lifted.
The ban has been...
Yeah. Also, I noticed my Nextdoor app starting to get a little too big. I got to set the parameters again. Like, it snuck out into Tempe and stuff. I don't care what's going on in Tempe. That's not Nextdoor. That's a long drive. So they had this thing, this dude had this all his video cameras at his house, and these people, I don't know them, but this is a nightmare, and I feel horrible for them. And some doughy, fat, drunken drug addict pops in the middle of the night, walks in their daughter's room, his pants are down, their daughter's like 4, and it's all videotaped, and they hear him and chase him out, and there's no violence or anything. And the dude goes to their backyard. You see the camera in the backyard, and he climbs their fence. And I mean, he is blasted, gone. And just walked into their house, into their 4-year-old daughter's room. Everybody on the comments started, this is why we'll never, ever have a society again. Everyone on the comments said, man, the fact he walked out of your house surprises me. That dude should have had his head blown off or at least been bounced off the blocks in the backyard. And then it started. The idea of this family going through what they went through, wasn't enough for people. Like, the dude posted the thing as a warning, like, hey, keep an eye out for this dude. He's out there. Then they started getting mad at him for not killing him and crushing him up against the wall, so he's still a threat. He's still out there. This dude's still out there. And then somebody, and then it just became this gun debate. Because one guy came on and said, that dude wouldn't have made it out of my house. I'm sorry, that dude. Pants down. He's not making it out of my daughter's room. Even if I couldn't get my gun, it's over. And then somebody says, great, show your daughter that violence solves everything. And it went sideways.
Oh,
there was
imagine.
Nothing more about, we can't have society anymore.
Would have solved that.
There's a certain, and I agree with that, but I, you know, why even make the comment, oh, now your four-year-old daughter with an intruder and his pants down in the room gets to see what violence looks like. Well, what happens? And then her argument was, what if he knocked, and then another, this was a good one, another one said, he looked too drunk to do anything bad to his daughter in the first place. Like, just because you can't get it up doesn't mean hands don't work or weird stuff. Like, your daughter's traumatized no matter what. Shooting him, probably going to traumatize just about everybody, but at least you stopped it from getting any further. And then the one lady's like, well, and we saw what happened once the adults got in the room. He ran away, so no harm, no foul. What is wrong with everybody?
Good thing I wasn't on there.
Yeah, I know. Oh, no, and I'm not allowed to make comments on the next
man.
One.
No one commented how calm and cool and collect they would be with their, honey, close your eyes and plug your ears.
Right. I would have to, the noise will make, get my daughter out of the room. Excuse me, sir. I have to.
Hang on 1 second.
I have to assemble my family away from you before I shoot you in the face. And you might not have your gun. You might not have a gun, but there's a bat or a stick or a magazine you can roll up. Something.
Magazine? Was he a cocker spaniel?
I don't know.
What?
That hurts. You ever been hit by a magazine? That's a weapon, man. If you get a good, if you ball one
you
of those,
you roll
things,
up a U-line catalog.
You don't swing at
somebody out.
You don't spank them with it. You do a hammer fist.
Oh,
right,
I thought you were spanking
nose.
Like, you know, like the newspaper or something.
Something.
You can get their attention with the first SWAT, and
you
then I like your eye poke.
Oh, you, right to the
right
nose.
Right, nose.
Bam.
That I could see,
break,
but I thought nose. You were swatting it like.
Oh, all sorts of stuff can be
like
a weapon.
KDKB weekend or something.
A lamp. A pillow, for God's sake. Take the kid's pillow, just mash him in the head. That's a big whip. And then start beating the tar out of him. But that's here nor there, no matter how I feel I would have handled it, the argument began that we can't get outside of a dude standing in a four-year-old girl's room with her pants off without having a gun debate. Like, we can't all sit back and unite and go, I don't know, that's a horrible situation. Maybe I hate guns, maybe I don't. But that dude's taking a beating. And I'm not, and there were people on that guy's side. This is a product of America and its current situation, how sad it is. These people need help. That dude doesn't need any help. What happened to us?
Well, then take him in if he needs that much
exactly.
help.
Exactly.
Bleeding heart.
Say your prayers when I got my crossbow
right.
on me.
I'm for anything that stops it. I actually felt bad for the family. They didn't shoot him or beat him up, but they got him out of the bedroom. Mission accomplished. For me, I would have handled it differently, I think. I think I would have gotten violent. That's okay, too. If you're passive and you're you know, against violence and you got him out of the room, whatever you did worked. You sent him off into society
if
again.
You're a pussy,
that
man.
Sucks. Right. Like, well, right. That's It's alphabetical, passive, pussifist. It's the same thing. I'm not saying I agree with your pussy ways. I'm saying I can empathize with you for as a human being. This is me. My heart is black like Kingsford. It's dark. And I'm the one that was sitting there going, nobody has any feelings for this family. They're arguing on whether or not that dude who broke into their house and pulled his pants down should get help. No matter what happened here, let's just be happy that it didn't get any further, no matter what the method was. Shoot him in the head, beat him up, chase him away, whatever.
The guys had always like, he ain't making it out of my bedroom. You ever shot anybody? No,
no.
But I'm telling
Look,
you, he ain't making it
I'm
anyway.
Pretty sure, dude in my house. Maybe I don't shoot, but he's at the other end of a gun. That's just the way I'm going to deal with it. If I can get to a 12-gauge, which I have readily available, I'm going to, at the very least, aim it. And if you are going to do that, you better be able to pull that trigger, because if you're going to play guns, you can have one taken away from you, too. And the argument of, he was too drunk to get it up, is the worst thing I've ever read in my life.
I asked him, and he said, I got whiskey D.
Yeah. I got whiskey dick. I was never a threat. That's why when I broke into your house, you just should have let me lay down and sleep it off. Yeah, I don't know if I could actually shoot. I'm pretty sure I could shoot that guy the other day. It was the process server banging on my door. But for the most part.
I always like to think that, if some, especially if someone's coming at you aggressive or they're doing something.
You'd like to think you could defend yourself. Yeah. Well, again, it's that react defense stuff I talk about all the time. Like, that dude wouldn't have made it very far with or without the gun. And I don't care how drunk he is. Oh, and the other one was a lady's like, okay, so you're just going to beat up an intoxicated man.
Yes.
Who can barely walk because you're such a man. And she was basically calling out this guy's manhood. And that dude said exactly what Brett did. Yep.
Sure would.
Nothing's happening to my daughter.
Yep.
He's. I'm not only that, as he's down, I'm going to keep beating on him. Okay, teach your daughter that violence solves everything. In this particular case, it does.
Yep, absolutely.
I agree. But I also think, you know what?
I want to hang out with this guy.
They got it done without touching him, which is another thing for me. I don't like food trucks or touching drunk strangers.
You might have done that, Brett. You might have escorted him out of the house with the gun. Get out of here.
Oh.
Just be on your way, because I ain't getting involved in this. I saw nothing.
I tell you this.
No, there ain't going to be no silent witness calls for me.
Brett would have escorted him to a riverbed eventually.
You ever seen Lake Mead?
Yeah.
Just take a time.
Take a four-hour tour.
Take a little four-and-a-half-hour drive with your drunk ass. You should be sober by the time you realize what's happening. But we can't agree. And then the other thing that I don't understand, like, my mind's not wrapping around much. Is those people in Chicago and New York and San Francisco that chained themselves up yesterday and had protests worldwide, evidently, but these were the big ones here, worldwide protests for Gaza and the Palestinians by handcuffing themselves and just laying and sitting on the Brooklyn Bridge and the Golden Gate Bridge and out in front of O'Hare Airport and causing massive gridlock in big cities? I don't care if that's on Camelback Road. If you're protesting for a country that doesn't allow protests, I'm probably going to hit you with my car a little bit. Like, if I'm first in line and you're laying there in handcuffs, you're getting a little Jeep bumper right now. I might back up and just keep tapping you. Like, I'm not going to run you over because that's violent, but I'm going to let you know, all right, this is my protest back. That steel bumper I got on the front of my Jeep hitting you in the head over and over, eventually you're going to get up. I think that's sort of my version of waterboarding.
Did anybody get run over? Because you normally see some guy just runs right through a crowd.
Well,
I'd calmly go over there with a grinder.
Yeah, and there you go. Get a guy who grinds.
And then it's up to you to get out of the way.
Pull the Ryobi out and just go to town.
That's a great idea. If you always have a grinder or a Dremel nearby with a little chains, like a saw on it to get through there. Let me just help you guys out. It seems like you're all locked together. But they blocked the Golden Gate Bridge and nobody tried to run them over. And I think that's the old American way was our grandparents would have just run over people protesting for Palestine.
You know, chapped I would have been on that big bus tour.
Yeah, what if you're
across
a tourist?
The Golden Gate, that part shut down.
Miserable.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
And yeah, the cops should be allowed to just walk up and just sandbag those dudes like crazy, beanbag them all, just over and over and over without anybody going, that's against their rights. They're protesting for a country that hates rights. So I don't really feel for them. You're basically saying you're against the war, Israel and Gaza, and you can have that stance. But if you disrupt traffic for it, we should be able to at least bump into you a few times. I am. If I'm front in line on that stuff, call me a war hawk. I'm hitting you a couple of times with my car. I'm not running you over because that's gross and I got to clean that off. But I am going to run that winch into your forehead if you're sitting on the Golden Gate Bridge and I'm next in line. And then if I'm third or fourth in line, I'm going to walk around in the track and just go to the first work truck. Oh, hey, you got a
grinder?
Got a grinder. We'll get these guys right out of the way. And then, look, that's how pussy San Francisco is to borrow a
fresh even bolt cutters.
If there's... Think about this. If there's like seven or eight people here blocking our exit out of here, how many people are in this building?
60.
Right? So I get to the guys and I'm like, hey, fellas, let's go out there and just beat the living out of these protesters and get them out of our parking lot so I can go home at a reasonable time.
Let's do it.
You got a whole group of people gridlocked going on to the Golden Gate Bridge and like 10 or 12 people that are mucking it up. That's an easy fix. And plus, it's a bridge. And they're all tied together. You throw one over, they're going over together like it's a chain link loser. I don't understand the
world.
A couple
of guys, I'd undo those handcuffs. Or listen, you can still protest. I'm just going to zip tie it to the side of the bridge.
Well, yeah. Protest and don't disrupt. That's an illegal protest. So anybody says, you're allowed to protest in the United States. Sure. Sure. But you can't just start wandering around mucking up roads and stuff.
Well,
without,
isn't that illegal for them to be out
very.
There?
Yeah. So you cannot walk on the streets and protest without telling the city first we need some sort of permit for this. Or you run the risk of getting the front end of a worn winch tattooed to your forehead while you're sitting in the road because I got to get home. This guy said, that's right. Don't show violence. Violence doesn't solve anything. We have proved that when we hugged the Nazis, we beat them. That is true. The Nazis were huggable, and we hugged them right out of their ideas. I'm not saying violence is always the answer, but sometimes. Can't there be a middle ground here? There's nuance, right? I don't want to solve every problem with violence, but a few of them I do. And that's a pretty nice stand, I think. I'm not going to go out of my way to be the violent one, but when I'm disrupted and violence seems to be a good idea, I think sometimes it is.
You stop my trip to Sausalito, there's going to be some rage.
You stop Brady's trip to Viet Chek, there's some kind of rage. If you had two Palestinians just talking in front of the door, there could be a chance Brady goes Three Stooges coconut heads on them and dunk and knocks them out of the way.
That's a 10-minute protest.
You guys are in the door frame. That's not going to, that's, woo, we got trouble. Trouble right here at the old Viet Chek. Tom, kind of operation you running here? Get a couple of Peter Pocket Palestinians standing outside there yabbing away about something. I don't understand. Now, that's just me. Argue away. You can have your opinion. I don't understand protesting in the United States for a country that wouldn't allow you to do it there. Doesn't make sense to me. Like, you wouldn't be allowed in the mean streets of Gaza at any time, pre or post-war, to lay down in the middle of the road. I know what's going to happen to you if you block their traffic. They don't tolerate that too well. You're going to have one of them Hamas Toyotas with like 45 people in the bed. You're a speed bump. I just wish we could appreciate here and not worry so much about all the other stuff. Let them sort it out. It's been thousands of years of them acting like assholes over there.
And it's going to be thousands.
And you're going to be long dead before they ever even come close to solving it. You laying across the Golden Gate Bridge just makes people hate them more. You know, you didn't make any liberal friends even in San Francisco clogging up that Golden Gate Bridge. That thing's a pain in the ass anyway. The only thing the Golden Gate Bridge is good for is looking at on TV. I've been to that thing three or four times. I've been stuck on it once trying to get through there. You got to pay $350 to go over this thing. It's a pain in the ass. It's beautiful. Most of San Francisco from a distance is beautiful. As a big city goes, San Francisco is that girl you see from like 45 feet away that's pretty, and then you see her up close and she's disgusting. Good from far, far from good.
Yeah, there's
if we see a girl
20 footer, like that.
We see a girl jog up 52nd Street pretty much every morning with her dog. And from our vantage point, pretty hot.
Yeah, it could be meth mouth. And we don't know.
Yeah, San Francisco is big city meth mouth.
Yeah.
God damn, she's good looking. Look at her as we're cruising. But then you get in San Francisco and you're like, this is a sewer. That bridge is beautiful.
The Transamerica building.
Oh, it's gorgeous. The
gate. Gate Bridge.
All the Presidio. From a distance, you're looking. Once you park and get out, you're like, ugh. The town is disgusting. But man, from a distance, it's the prettiest skyline. It's gorgeous, but what a dump. And yeah, and there's Palestinians on the Golden Gate Bridge. I'm going to meet them with a little bumper action. I don't understand the world. We have Amazon. Why don't we, like, as mad as you might be about the war in Israel and Palestine, can't you just order yourself a t-shirt from your favorite show like I did and I'm wearing today? And just be happy that it's there in a few minutes. I woke up this morning and there was a package at my door from God knows when. Remember that morning I left for work and there was a guy delivering something at like 4:40 in the morning? I'm like, when do you guys stop? He goes, we never stop. You keep ordering, we keep bringing. I'm like, I ordered this at 8 last night. This is amazing. I don't care about the Palestinians at all. There's a reason why you motherfuckers came here in the first place. It's because the place you left sucked so bad you had to go. Quit thinking about how awesome it is there. It's not.
I'm sure it's brutal in spots, but to hear 99% of missiles shown were blocked.
That's pretty awesome.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, they ran. That's worse. That's a different bag of bones. But
you hear these. I'm more impressed when I hear these things like the bombing happened and the technology that they have.
Oh, it's
like,
incredible.
Oh, my gosh.
They're not worried about war. That's what we're impressed with. That was almost the show of like, oh, well, you'll beat us that way.
Then what happens if it flips around?
Don't even worry about it. They're not thinking war. They did that as a show of like, okay, that's our attack. Got you. You beat us. And now they're going to have their Hezbollah and Hamas guys all over the place driving diesel-fueled tractors into people's houses and stuff. They're not interested in wars.
Stop this, bitch.
We're interested in wars like that. They're not. I'm interested in running Palestinians over. My great-grandparents left Sweden. I don't want to go back to Sweden. Evidently, they left for a reason, to a better place, and never went home. Clearly telling me the story, a travel agent can't. You don't want to go there. Your whole family left. Must have been bad. And they left for a place in Pennsylvania that's colder than Sweden. So how bad was Sweden that Mount Jewett seemed like a better option? It's a dump. I don't even want to go back to Pennsylvania. That part of it, at least. I'll go to Pittsburgh. That's kind of neat. All right. Are you guys ready for the new email?
Should put my seatbelt on for this one.
This is seatbelt worthy, boys. As we talk about all the ills of the world, some bigger fish to fry right around the corner here. He wants to remain anonymous, and then he signed the email. I'll avoid saying his name. And the reason that I feel like this isn't for attention is, A, if you're making this up, you're diseased. Second, you're not getting any good attention off of this. Like, oh, I got my letter on. And you want to be anonymous, so it isn't about, you know, if you were to tell people, that was my letter at work, then you're even creepier. So it says, here's another fun one for you boys in the WTF file. I walked in on my girlfriend's daughter having sex. That's not unusual, right? With her twin brother.
That's unusual.
I didn't realize who the boy was at first. I walked in from work. I got home early.
Show's over.
I know. I heard something in the room. I opened the door and saw a boy behind my stepdaughter. Soon to be, probably. I ran in on them and I punched the boy in the back of the head. He scrambled around, worried, screaming. A lot of screaming. He's substantially bigger than her. She's only 15 years old. And then as I stopped seeing red rage, I recognized who it was. I got sick, dizzy, and laid down because I could not stand. This was 8 months ago. I'm a complete mess from it. Post-traumatic stress disorder. Don't know what's going on. The reason I'm writing is because after all the therapy visits and all the custody stuff that's gone on from this situation, the son's moving back in with us this week. And I'm not sure what the F to do. Signed, anonymous.
Sounds like a video category on Pornhub.
Yeah, except for they're not step.
Yeah.
Twins.
Twins.
They're real twins.
First of all, how does mom feel about the situation?
I'm sure she's thrilled with it. What do you think she feels?
Well, the fact that maybe they don't have an option that he has to move back in. They don't see it. Like, no, we need to put him in a different home.
Well, where's dad? Probably where he's been staying for a while, and dad's not all that reliable. And the twins, through therapy and everything else, there's probably doctors saying, all right, we're ready to give this a run again. Can't you go to jail for that? If the girl's in on it, I got nothing here either.
Yeah, I mean,
why do they tell us these things?
What are the incest laws in Arizona?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
I feel dirty even.
And then again, you got to turn them in, right? It wasn't a rape or an attack. They were in on it together. Layla says, nope, nope, nope. I'll take that didn't happen for $500, Alex. Stop. I know.
It's
says incest is illegal. Prison sentences of 1 to 3 years.
But for under 18?
For consenting.
It doesn't say incest. Under 18. I'm just, yeah, I don't know. I'm just.
And mom probably is like, no, 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 we're not putting him in jail. This isn't, we're not going to like the authorities.
Yeah,
we're
fixing it. She be in denial that they're just.
No denying it. It's just you're not putting him in jail. Like, I don't know if you're, I don't know what you're, like, parents always say that. My daughter, I'm never going to turn him in or something. They go all full Brett, right? So it's like, I'm not sending him to jail. This, he punched the guy in the back of the head thinking it was some guy on top of his girlfriend's daughter. How in the world? Like, they're going to move back in? So here's my advice. All you are is the boyfriend. Get the f*** out of there. That's crazy town. My question for this one would have to be, how long do you have to stay with your girlfriend through the situation before you're a jerk for leaving?
Like, I'd leave right away.
You'd leave immediately.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I could.
I think you'd feel that way. Like
if mom was okay with it.
Doesn't want to separate them, wants to keep them together.
So you're saying you're the boyfriend with a girl who has twins. The twins are having sex. You see it. The mom knows about it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm out.
Right.
That's just
you go.
That's crazy town.
Yeah.
It's crazy
town. If she totally knows about it, that's an easy.
Oh, yeah. Of course she knows. Goodbye. About it. Of course she knows about it. It's been 8 months. They've gone through therapy. There's of course she knows about it.
Oh, I thought he basically.
No. There's nothing about this. He's telling us there's nothing about this you keep from the mom. Follow the ball boys. She knows about it. The family knows. The kid had to move out for 8 months. The mom wouldn't have been like, "Where's the boy?" They know about
it. Holmberg's morning sickness.
Do you have to stick around to be like,
nope?
She's going through.
Are
quite
you a bad
too.
Person?
Are you a no. bad person?
Don't care. I'm out.
Right away? Yeah, I think I'm out too.
Yeah, no way.
Maybe I stick around for a couple weeks just to make sure she doesn't kill herself. I go, by the way, I'm going to add a little bit to your drama right now, and I'm going to pack up and go while you sort out your incestuous twin situation, because this isn't going to get better. If you're the husband, can you and it's not your kids. See, this is why I always say don't date a mom. Don't ever date a mom. Those bags that come with her.
With twins, especially.
Oh, man. Especially now. That's a new rule. A mom with twins is way off. You got twins, huh? All right, well, check. Why are you leaving? Check. I've heard stories about this. I'm not doing it. It is gross. This guy says, how many twins do we have in the valley? This is just common. Let's deduce down to find these people.
Terrence is like, the dad is probably the mom's brother. It runs in the family.
Joshua said, did grown-up Bobby Hill on the show just ask, how does mom feel about that? Jesus Christ, Brady. And thanks for ruining my year, Anonymous, you dick. Yeah. How does mom feel about it? She's fine with it. No, there's obvious.
It was kind of a probing question on saying, does mom know about it?
Of course she does. If you follow the story, 8 months of therapy, the kid had to move away. I'm assuming.
Well, if he never said, the mother knows about this, and I'm, you know.
You can assume that. Through reading between the lines, the kid just disappears for 8 months.
Because I didn't know it was couples. I thought it just messed him up so much that he went through therapy.
Pretty sure everybody went through therapy. You think that he just kept that to himself and, like, I'll just go to therapy and stuff.
No, because if he was the only one that went to therapy and mom didn't, then we know.
I'm pretty sure that everybody's in on this. If the boy moved away,
so
I'm going
to. Mom knew about it, she's just going through the motions of therapy.
Well, they waited 8 months. It happened 8 months ago, and they're going to move the kid back in this week. That's his big dilemma. Pretty sure there was a break.
But that's telling me, like you said, if mom knows about it, she is, then she's fine with him moving back in.
Of course she is. It's her son.
On
yeah, they went
the
through the stages.
Relationship.
Well, no, you're acting like they just took 8 months off and everything's normal again, and they're going to put the glasses on. It's an 8 month process, I would assume. When you catch twins having sex, the boy had to leave the house for a while.
Oh, jeez.
And now he's easing his way back
Mom,
into his
I'm
home.
Over. I'm good with it. It's not going to happen again.
You have these cut and dry answers. I'm pretty sure they're going to have to work their way back together to the family. Nobody's talking about the girl. She was on all fours enjoying it, too.
The most messed up one.
Why? Why is she worse than the everybody's messed up?
Imagine when the guy came in swinging at the back of that. Bro,
yeah,
what?
Bro. I hate you. I wish you never met my mom. Like, well, I know. I wish I'd never met her either.
Yeah, get away from me, Trevor.
Man, I don't think anybody's any more messed up than anyone else. The whole thing's a disaster.
Daniel.
If the girl's getting raped, it's different.
Yeah, she
they're having a love relationship.
I agree with this. Oh. Daniel, hit the eject button. Punch that kid in the back of the head again and bail.
Do you want to take the chance that that none of the therapy and all the fun took and he just starts, they start loving each other again? 8 months does seem like...
Which I believe will...
You think they can't keep their hands off each other?
In 8 months?
It's too
potentially
soon.
Yes.
No, they're right back in the sack again.
You think
that's
so?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Absolutely. Hold on, guys. Let's not be hasty. What do the twins look like? And what does mom look like? I need more details. All right, Ryan. Thank you.
Leave it to our listeners to make it worse. Well, come on. How come nobody can read the room? It says, not that it makes a difference, but how old is the boy? Well, they're twins. She's 15. Do I have to do all the work
here? He came out two years later.
Do I have to do all the thinking for everyone? Maybe. They're both 15. The
Who
twins
came
are
out first?
Yeah, all right. They're a couple minutes apart, but I don't think that applies here. He's basically an adult. Yeah. Maybe they've kind of had lunches as a family together, dinners, kind of worked it back together, go to therapy together, say, all right, what happened here? You two can't do that. You realize how wrong it is. I'm sure therapy isn't over.
Yeah.
You've just seen a lot of doctors. But I'm with this dude. I'm thinking, the more I'm talking about it, the more I'm with Brett.
Yeah, I'm out.
Walk away immediately and don't care about what happens to them forever and ever. Erase them from your life. Go to therapy and ask if they've got one of those Men in Black pens. See if Katrina can just get rid of the last year of your life. It's horrible.
Bring in Flip Worley.
Yeah, hypnotize yourself out of ever doing this. Yeah, he said, what in the Game of Thrones is this? It is very Game of Thrones. Maybe that's where they got the idea.
What the hell?
Because the Lannisters were twins. And oh, my God, that's it?
Next time you catch them, you push one out the window.
Yeah. But think of the twins that were having humps.
Yeah.
They just pushed out kids that found out about them. So what you're running into here, anonymous emailer, is these twins are going to be in love again, and they're going to kill you. If we learned anything from Game of Thrones, the twins don't stop having sex. They just kill the people who know about it. And those were good-looking twins. Jaime Lannister and that sister of his. I didn't mind watching them.
Don't stick around. It's a trap!
Yeah, yeah, you need to go.
Got a couple in the printer.
Now, on the flip side, no way anything else happens in your relationship that's worse than this. So if you can work through it, you're...
And you still love her?
Man, how do you... How? Here's the other thing.
Especially if she's like, this is the way it is.
In a couple
they
years.
They love each other.
Thunder Horse says, please tell me they're white. I don't know. Signs all point a different direction. There was no dad in the house. 8 months of him being somewhere, he had to come back, so... Oh, God.
Yeah, the next one was...
Ryan. Tell me they were at least going back door, because we're not an abortion-friendly state anymore. You bastard. I'm going to leave race out of it and just assume that they're... You know what? My first thought was, Thunder Horse, that they're white.
Yeah, me too.
For sure. That's 100%.
They're white people. So... Here's another thing. A couple years from now, and they're going to be sitting right next to each other because alphabetically, that's the way it works. You're going to have to go to their graduation and hope that they don't start celebrating the big day.
The big D?
They got to go to different
homecoming,
schools.
Homecoming, prom.
They're going to be eyeballing each other from across the room with their dates they don't want to be with.
The law says I can't be with the guy I really want to go homecoming with.
What happened? My date left me for a brother.
I mean, my prom date, Deanne, told my friend Chris's date, her name was Kristen Stabile. She's very cute. My friend Chris took Kristen Stabile to prom, and they went to the bathroom. And another friend of mine's date overheard my date telling Kristen that she'd have rather gone with Justin, but Justin and her weren't together anymore. And she was keeping her eyes on Justin Theobald. It was good looking good. So at dinner time, you could have kept this information in, but that's not what girls do. My friend's girlfriend, Tiffany, goes, come here for a second. I just heard your date say that she'd rather be with Justin. The only reason she's here is to keep an eye on him. I'm like,
yep, yeah.
I think that's the noise I actually made. It actually. Yeah, she doesn't like you. Enjoy paying for a meal.
Okay. Your $600 night.
And we're in that compass room up there on top of the Hyatt, spinning around. And suddenly my demeanor changed. That's the one where she. And then all of a sudden she got all handsy, like she did like me, but I was already done. And then she fell asleep from Bartles and James, too much Bartles and James, and I busted one on the hotel carpet floor to the scrambled porn while she slept. I didn't want anything to do with her. So I can't imagine if my twin sister was there and she was the one I really wanted to be with. Yeah, proms, homecomings. You can have your prom night ruined by people who aren't your family you want to have sex with. Oh, my goodness.
I got bird dogged. Again, by her brother.
Her brother's. Can I cut in? No, you guys can't be at prom together. So, again, guys, in this beautiful city, if you meet a guy at work and he's dating a girl with twins, keep it in the back of your mind, that might be our boy. And just lean over to him and go, how's your relationship working out? And if he looks at you with pie plate eyes and goes, fine, just whisper in his ear later in the day. You need to get out of that.
Why?
Don't raise some other man's twins. Just get away from it all. Is that another one?
The Lannisters will kill you.
Yeah. Game of Thrones. How close do you think that kid was to finishing before he felt a fist in the back of his head? Am I the only one that wants to see the sonogram? Yes, Joshua, you are. Oh, this is a perfect way to put it. I like the phrase he ends with. Says, Jesus, I thought my speed buggy old lady was a problem. You, anonymous emailer. That should be a t-shirt we have. Oh, my God. You, anonymous. Thanks, Justin. So, anyway, that's going on amongst us all. I thought I'd share that with you guys because it gets shared with my email. When did we become a confessional? I mean, I've had a lot of weird emails. None as bad as what we've gotten since February of this year. Now, let's just play. What if you are the dad? What like if you're not the just the boyfriend? What if you're the dad and you catch twins? How long do you have to wait till you leave the family? How long before you Toledo that nightmare?
Well, I'm separating them, for sure.
Oh, sure. Well, they did that. But I'm saying as the dad, look, as a boyfriend, it's easier for us to go, get out of it.
Out. Yeah. But that doesn't solve the...
Who cares? Run away.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But if you're the dad.
Yeah, you're stuck with that forever. High five, Brett.
Oh,
can you imagine? Your kids are doing it with each other.
Those twins have to be white. Any other ethnicity, they'd be dead.
Ethnicity sounds delicious. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that is true. Imagine a black boyfriend wouldn't have stopped at punching him in the back of the head. That would have been a... That's true. You're right.
That's it. Pack up your stuff. We're moving to West Virginia.
A Mexican quinceañera age girl with her twin brother. I think they're definitely going to be a stabbing going on there. In fact, they probably would have stabbed him in the head before he even realized it was his own. It was just awful.
So was that reverse donkey punch?
It is a reverse donkey punch. It's a stepdaddy donkey punch. Getting punched in the back of the head in mid-stroke. That's tough no matter what.
No kidding.
Sorry, sis. Anyway, and the worst part is you have to realize that this has been going on for a while. They didn't just start that day. He got punched in the back of the head. You've been trusting your kids at home alone while you're at work and stuff for God knows how long. And they've been... Whew, wow.
Probably, this is the first time, I swear.
You got to keep them separate for a while, but to ease them back in, that's why I think people always say, well, it's family. No. Sometimes you just got to get rid of some of your family members. You can't pick them, but you can definitely start avoiding them.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Where's Dad?
Michael got rid of Fredo and Godfather 2.
Exactly.
Can be done.
Not saying you got to kill him. But I am saying you don't have to. They have to be dead to you.
Yes.
And that means this dad that's nowhere in the picture, maybe he's in jail. That would be my guess. He's probably in jail. Give him to an uncle. Give the boy or a girl. Separate.
Grandma.
Somebody's got to.
Yeah. Mouth.
Somebody's got to take him. Man, oh man. Oof. I said, if I was the dad, there would be a double 180-month trimester abortion. Legal or not, I'm definitely... But, it was that big movie reveal where he punched the kid in the back of the head. His daughter starts to... He scrambles, he looks up, and he sees he just punched the son in the head. And he got dizzy and laid down on the floor. I'm like, yeah, that had to be... There's no recovering from that. I don't know that you can ever have a relationship again. So do you have kids?
I do, and I... Where'd he go? Where'd he go? How did your last relationship end?
I was dating a girl with twins, and I caught them, and I left. So, I always thought those commercials, those Coors Light commercials, were
twins,
and they were insinuating that the twins were... I always thought that was the grossest commercial on television in history. I find it repulsive.
Amazing how many people were like, they are hot.
And the Dom triplets and Playboy laying around touching each other and stuff. And I'm like, they're sisters. People are turned on by this? That's disgusting. Well, this one, they took it to another level. So congratulations.
Somebody keeps telling me to watch the Band Folgers commercial.
There's a
couple people did.
Band Folgers commercial?
Yeah. And because it's brother and sister home for Christmas.
Brett. If Margot Robbie was your sister, I got an email. What would you do?
Oh,
and she liked you.
I'd go change my name and... I still can't. No. Still. Out.
Then in that case, can I f*** your sister?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Somebody's
thank
got
you.
To.
I've got to get
please.
On
I right. mean...
What's the band Folgers?
I don't know. Everybody keeps telling me to watch it.
Dig in.
Is it a parody or is it a real
deal? I think it's real.
This is a real...
That's what everybody says. I don't know.
Coffee commercial. Girl answering the door.
I must have the wrong house.
Sister?
Oh, I missed you so much.
They waited up all night for you, you know.
It's a long way from West Africa.
Huh? Real coffee.
Mom's waking up.
He's here.
He's excited. The brother and sister.
Write something from far away.
All right. They're a little...
Oh.
It's a dildo from West Africa. She gives
what
him a little
doing?
Bow off the present.
You're my present this year.
Ew.
Ew.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your car.
It's a mouth hook from your sister. Best part of waking up is a squeezer from your little sister. Especially if she does it overhand top. God damn. Coffee. That is a little creepy.
It is.
You're my present.
They might have overdone that one. Anyway.
Don't forget the pepper grinder.
The best part of waking up is a double twister from your sis. What's the... Is that sister giving that long-lost brother a squeezer in the kitchen on Christmas? Merry Christmas, sis. I got you something.
Hey.
I got you something, too. A double-fisted squeezer.
I love it when you look into my eyes.
Look up at me. Look up at me. God, you're turning into mom.
In Alabama, they go straight to jail. You don't turn your back on family.
All right. That's disgusting. Anyway, thanks for the email. Appreciate it. Put it on the pile of what? And thanks for listening. Appreciate it. It's out there. And it tells us about it. What do you got? I don't even want to read the emails anymore. You people are gross.
It's getting worse.
Every time I click on one, it's like, can we get the offspring to do come out and play in honor of the twins? Like, no. By the way, we have to give a big fat thank you to Larry McFeely. I was in here yesterday watching him scramble for you guys to try to get Chevelle and the offspring and all these guys to do meet and greets with the fans. And it is a twist, and everybody's like, oh, they don't appreciate their fans. No, I kind of see it. some real weirdos ruin those meet and greets to where bands get to a certain level and we're not doing the meet and greet. We're not hanging out with, because, you know, for every fifth one, that's crazy. We get four good ones, but the crazy one ruins it for everybody. Too many weirdos are involved in the meet and greet. And Larry is busting his ass hearing, well, we don't do meet and greets. That's not a thing. And Larry's like, you did one at our last show. Never. And Larry's producing photographic evidence of the last meet and greet and all this. And they're not being jerks about it. They're just like, trust us. It's just the band has been turned off by those so many times. It's weirdos that have ruined it. It's not the band's lack of appreciation. And, you know, everybody wants to say, well, how rude to do that to your friend. Poor Larry. Phone, letters, all sorts of stuff he's got to deal with just to try to get these people to shake hands with a few of you weirdos. And a few of you weirdos have ruined it for him. But what a day he put in yesterday. And I got to... You don't see that behind-the-scenes stuff when you see a concert getting put together. The tip of the cap to Larry, because I don't think it's going to happen. They're pretty, something one of the fans fingered the Offspring. Something horrible happened to the Offspring. Like, no, we don't want to meet them. We don't want to meet them up close. Like, why? They made you who you are. Nope. Our music made us who we are. The speakers, not. We don't have to touch one. We never have to touch them. That's the reason the stage is so far away. We'll entertain you, but keep your distance. And that's kind of what it was. I don't blame them. I've met some of you. You make me want to stand far away, too. I can't imagine what it's like to be a real celebrity. What do you got on the big board of musical treats there, Bert?
Wake Up Song, of course, brought to you by Action Ride Shop. It is mountain bike season going on, and really taking care of the ladies on this one. All ladies mountain bike jerseys and shorts are 20% off. So are the twins, apparently. 25% off any in-stock bike from Kona or Nuke Proof. And buy any bike tire, mention KUPD, and Actual install the tires for free.
Oh, that's good.
So actionrideshop.com. Go visit them over there on Gilbert Road in Southern. They're going to take care of you.
The best part of waking up is a mouthful of Brother Chubb.
Oh.
Jesus. Thank you, Travis. Thank you, Travis Steinheiser. I will sing those all morning if you write them. I'm not going to do it myself. The best part of waking up is feeling your sister's C-cup. She got nice ones. If Dua Lipa was my sister, I got the email.
And?
Yes. Probably.
There are exceptions.
Probably the first day. And the punch to the back of the head isn't going to stop me. Yeah,
stop it, Dan. What are you doing?
Move. That's mine. That hops in there. Goddamn. We had Dua Lipa. That's our family. Stop it. That's the best part of waking up stuff. I do like a mouthful of Brother Chubb, though. That's pretty good stuff. Anyway, read off the list of songs. Nothing matters in this world anymore. We got Palestinian protesters on the Golden Gate Bridge. We got twins banging each other. I just want to go home.
All right, on the list, we got Rammstein, Amity Affliction Avenged, From Ashes to New Testament, Machine Head, Aldo Nova, Fantasy for the AI Beauty Contest and for the brother and sister
nice.
Thing, Korn, Adidas, AC/DC, Flotsam and Jetsam, Biohazard, Frank Stallone, Far From Over for Twin Sex, and...
why in the world?
Because it's not going to be over, you know.
Oh, Far From Over.
It's not ending.
Okay. And Static X, Love Dump, obviously.
You don't think
the
they could
reasons.
Just break up and not want each other anymore? I mean, that happens in 15-year-olds all the time. They lose interest real fast. But she puts
he's
out.
Got, yeah, he's got living. He's got living. He doesn't have to go anywhere.
You wake up in the middle of the night.
That's right.
Never had chemistry like this.
That's true. Just, you know, sometimes the room boils. Seems like we've known each other since birth. What were they doing in the womb?
You're so much bigger than Dad.
Sorry about that. Yeah, that's that porn line. You're so much bigger than your father.
And then Toledo said Temple the dog is 33 years old today.
The best part of waking up is a finger in my brother's butt. Stop it. Yeah, I don't care. Pick whatever. I'm not even reading the list. It's gross.
Nothing up there turns in.
I always like Far From Over, but I don't want to hear it.
That's a great song.
It is a great song. Frank Stallone always makes me happy. It is kind of fitting, too, that not only is the twin sex probably forever, we're going to get emails like this. It's never going to end.
No.
Like, and that's the thing.
What's it say?
All right, Brady's written one, and he's gonna. He acted like he didn't want to. He wanted the.
He doesn't want the credit for this.
Kirby, sing it as good.
Aunt Mary, this one's from Brady. The best part of waking up. I don't know if I can do Brady's. It's the worst. All right, here we go. I'm gonna get through it, Brady. The best part of waking up is my brother's puddle on my guts.
Oh, man. Come on.
That's Brady. That's Brady's. Aunt Mary's in town. Praise Jesus. And you got Kirby listening. She's not in school yet. That's your daddy. Pop, pop. Wrote that.
Talking to my pastor after the show.
You got to fix something. I made a joke about a tummy puddle on twin guts.
Get out. Get out of the box.
Come on, jerks.
That's pretty similar to what you just wrote. All right, no more knuckles and brother butts. I don't want to read or sing that. New original ideas. Yuck. All right. Pushing forward back is on the screen, so we'll go with the Temple of the Dog. I don't know why. Was that on the list?
He said it's 33 years old.
Oh, that's 33 years old today? Temple of the Dog?
He says, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah. The best part of waking up, making a future stepfather a cuck. That's a good one. Well done, Patrick. You made him an unwilling, unwanted cuck to the situation. Oh, my God. All right. Stop it. Everybody quit it.
Oh.
I'm not reading that, David. Gross. The word schlong is not a good rhyme to coffee or cup. Let's do it. Temple of the Dog is 33 years old. This song's phenomenal. This album still holds up. Ridiculous. And I remember watching the documentary about this thing. By the way, this is an aside. You realize that the Firehouse guy died a few weeks ago, the lead singer of Firehouse, right? Did you see the thing on the internet that's going around?
No.
Lead singer of Firehouse died the other day. Now, they weren't a huge band, but they won the American Music Awards Best New Heavy Metal Rock Band of 1992. The other nominees were Nirvana and Alice in Chains. All three singers in the category died on April 5th.
Wow. American Music Awards curse?
I don't know what that is. Well, it's over now. There's no more nominated bands. Unless the rest of the band is all... They're all going to die on the 5th. Isn't that weird? All three lead singers from each of the bands nominated in that category in that year died on the same day.
Man.
Not the same day, but the same date.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. How about that? Oh, I know you're reading a bunch of them, too.
All right. Man, I can't...
Look away, Brett.
I'm telling you.
Look away.
Some of these are worse than my videos.
The C word can't be sung, Jacob. Stop emailing these. I can't sing that on the air. I can't do that one. Can't do that one. How do you like your coffee? With cream in my ass. Oh! I'm done here. Why is the station working today? It was broken yesterday. It's better this way.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.